The U.S. hit a milestone this year, producing more crude oil than any other country. A lot of that oil comes from North Dakota. It's the number two oil state behind Texas. NPR's Jeff Brady has spent years covering the region's oil boom and periodic busts. He recently returned to Watford City, North Dakota, to find a town transformed.
5 years ago, many in this rural community talked about rising crime as workers migrated from other states and traffic jams of pickups and tanker trucks traveling back and forth to the thousands of new wells that were drilled. Traffic is still the first thing many people mention. But with the new bypass around Watford City, there's less truck traffic in town, and it's easier to notice the sound of North Dakota's other big business. At the Watford City Livestock Association, brand inspector Donna Rustad watches as ranchers unload calves.
I moved here to get away from people, and they followed me.
Because of the oil business, Watford City's population more than tripled in the past decade, from about 1,800 to more than 6,500. Rustad and many others express mixed feelings about how the oil industry changed their town, but ultimately, most seem to agree it's helped Watford City at a time many rural towns are hurting.
There's a lot of lives that have been changed for the better here. Our town is booming. Our main street is full. You don't go through little towns and see every storefront have a business in it. We do.
Before fracking and horizontal drilling revived North Dakota's oil business, Watford City Mayor Phil Riley says his town was losing population.
It was possibly our top priority. How do we stop out-migration? It was scary almost at times. We were going to close a school. We were going to, you know, have to lay off teachers.
Riley says now friends he grew up with are moving back. During the previous boom, there were a lot of temporary workers coming from other states and living in RV parks, some in their cars, and many in so-called man camps. But this time is different, says Riley. Workers are bringing their families to settle down. Instead of closing a school, a brand new $54 million high school was built on the edge of town, and the oil industry has influenced what's taught there. Down a gleaming hallway, past the lunchroom that looks like a nice cafe, there's a truck driving simulator that cost about $20,000. Senior Jake LaPelle is behind the wheel.
It's basically like a video game. You got three screens surrounding you. You're sitting in an actual truck seat. You got every pedal that a regular truck would have.
The goal is to encourage students to pursue truck driving as a career. Another senior, Garrett Thorgrimson, says a local company told him pay in the oil field is good.
Fresh out of high school, you'll make about 80 grand, and if you're trucking for three or more years, you're making well over 100.
North Dakota's unemployment rate was a low 2.8% in October, nearly a full point below the national figure. That means oil companies and others have trouble finding enough drivers, says teacher Scott Wisness.
It's great that we have people moving here from all parts of the country for jobs, but we don't want to export our students, or at least I don't, and neither do these companies. They want to keep people here who are going to stay here, who are going to raise their families here.
And keep Watford City growing. The town has plans for more housing and businesses, and it's expanded the water and sewer systems. Local leaders are counting on the oil business continuing to boom, hopefully without the bust cycles that have disrupted life in the past. And the industry thinks it can do that. North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness says companies now can make money drilling in the Bakken Shale Formation, even when crude prices are as low as $45 a barrel.
Throughout the downturn, starting in really 2015 and 2016, the industry put the engineers to work and the technology to work, and we were able to increase the efficiency of each individual Bakken well substantially and reduce the costs of operating.
Today, the industry is producing record amounts of oil with half as many drilling rigs. The controversial Dakota Access Pipeline also has helped. It moves more than 500,000 barrels of oil a day, more cheaply than it used to cost by train. But pipeline capacity is filling up quickly, and Ness predicts another surge in oil production.
We're really looking at potentially well over 2 million barrels a day sometime over the next maybe 4 to 7 years.
Recently, another big pipeline was proposed that would keep oil moving and keep these rural towns on the plains growing. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Watford City, North Dakota.